We stand at the most consequential crossroads in human history. Two unstoppable technological forces, artificial intelligence and biotechnology, are converging to create what Mustafa Suleiman calls the coming wave. This isn't distant science fiction. It's unfolding now, reshaping power structures and potentially human existence itself. As co-founder of DeepMind, acquired by Google for $500 million, and Inflection AI, Suleiman speaks with the rare authority of someone who has built the very technologies he now warns about. Throughout history, technological waves have defined our evolution as tool-using creatures. From the printing press democratizing knowledge to electricity transforming economies, each wave follows a pattern: innovation, cost reduction, and explosive adoption that fundamentally alter society. What makes these waves so powerful is their inevitability. Once unleashed, economic and practical advantages eventually overcome all barriers. The nuclear exception proves this rule. Despite immense strategic value, nuclear proliferation has been limited through intentional global containment, but even this remains fragile. What makes our current moment unique? We're experiencing not just one wave, but a super wave of multiple transformative technologies evolving simultaneously, creating feedback loops that accelerate innovation across domains. The question isn't whether this wave comes, it's already building, but how we navigate through it. In 2012, DeepMind's DQN algorithm taught itself to play Atari games, developing strategies beyond its creators' expectations, marking the first clear sign of AI's emergent intelligence. AlphaGo's 2016 victory over Lee Sedol demonstrated AI's capacity for human-like insight and creativity. Its successor, AlphaZero, mastered chess, Go, and Shogi through self-play alone, surpassing centuries of human knowledge. These breakthroughs sparked an AI renaissance. Large language models like GPT-4 now generate sophisticated text, images, and code. Rather than speculating about superintelligence, we should focus on AI's current capabilities, its ability to handle complex tasks requiring judgment and creativity. AI's significance lies in its widespread integration across industries. From optimizing data centers to transforming healthcare and transportation, these technologies are becoming increasingly accessible. The AI tools embedded in our daily lives are just the beginning of this transformation. Parallel to AI's advancement, synthetic biology is transforming our world through CRISPR technology, which enables precise genetic editing. This breakthrough opens possibilities from curing genetic diseases to enhancing crops for drought resistance and improved nutrition. DNA printers have evolved from million-dollar machines to desktop devices, revolutionizing genetic research. Scientists can now design and print custom DNA sequences in days rather than months, democratizing access to biological engineering. The convergence of AI and biology creates powerful synergies, exemplified by AlphaFold's breakthrough in protein folding prediction. This advancement accelerates drug discovery, disease understanding, and biological engineering. The biotech revolution addresses global challenges through innovations like personalized gene therapies and engineered immune cells for cancer treatment. Engineered microorganisms now produce biodegradable materials and help clean environmental pollution while contributing to renewable energy solutions. As technologies advance, we face a profound dilemma. Innovations that could solve our greatest challenges also create unprecedented risks. This isn't theoretical, it's increasingly urgent. The catastrophe scenario involves technological capabilities falling into malicious hands or escaping control. Biosecurity experts warn of engineered pathogens more deadly than natural viruses. As advanced capabilities become widely accessible, even small groups can pursue devastating technologies. The dystopian response is equally concerning. As dangers multiply, governments may implement intrusive surveillance and control mechanisms. In attempting to constrain technology's risks, we may sacrifice the very freedoms that make technological progress worthwhile. A third catastrophe lurks in potential stagnation. Despite appearing permanent, civilizations are fragile. Halting progress could lead to economic decline and vulnerability to unsolved challenges like climate change. This three-way dilemma, catastrophe, dystopia, or stagnation, defines our technological moment. The challenge lies in finding what John von Neumann called a safe passage through technological transformation. Modern technologies amplify vulnerabilities in our social and political systems. The 2017 WannaCry ransomware attack demonstrates this. Using leaked NSA tools, attackers crippled the UK's National Health Service and systems across 150 countries, exemplifying how state-created technologies can escape control with global impact. The democratization of powerful capabilities destabilizes traditional power structures. As technologies once exclusive to governments become widely accessible, individuals gain unprecedented agency. The 2020 assassination of Iranian nuclear scientist Mohsen Fakhrizadeh using an AI-enabled autonomous weapon shows how emerging technologies transform warfare. Information warfare presents another critical vulnerability. Misinformation campaigns exploit social media algorithms to manipulate public opinion and undermine democratic processes, amplifying social divisions and eroding institutional trust. This threat grows as generative AI makes creating convincing fake content increasingly accessible. These dynamics create what Suleiman calls the plummeting cost of power, the democratization of capabilities once limited to powerful institutions. While this offers benefits, it introduces systemic risks that current governance structures struggle to address. Despite these challenges, containment remains possible and necessary. Drawing from historical successes like nuclear nonproliferation, Suleiman outlines 10 interconnected strategies for navigating the coming wave. 1. Technical safety. Developing an Apollo program for AI safety, investing in research to ensure systems behave as intended even as they grow more powerful. 2. Audits. Establishing rigorous testing protocols and external scrutiny for high-risk technologies, similar to financial sector regulations. 3. Choke points. Identifying critical components where strategic controls can slow dangerous proliferation without halting beneficial innovation. 4. Maker involvement. Ensuring critics participate in technology development rather than merely commenting from outside, embedding ethical considerations into design processes. 5. Business reform. Creating corporate governance structures that balance profit motives with broader social responsibilities. 6. Government capacity. Building technical expertise within governments to enable effective regulation and partnership with technology developers. 7. International alliances. Developing treaties and agreements to manage global technological risks, similar to successful arms control regimes. These strategies aren't separate alternatives, but complementary components of a comprehensive containment approach. Technical solutions alone cannot address social and political dimensions. Similarly, regulation without technical understanding will prove ineffective. The coming technological wave presents humanity's greatest challenge and opportunity. The path forward requires balancing innovation with safety, seeking an approach that captures technology's benefits while managing its risks. Success means leveraging AI and biotechnology to address humanity's core challenges, from climate change solutions to disease cures and poverty elimination. Failure could mean catastrophic AI accidents, surveillance states, or devastating economic disruption. This vision embraces practical optimism. Between technological determinism and Luddism lies a feasible path through transformation. It demands robust technology governance, AI safety solutions, international cooperation, and informed public engagement. The technological wave is inevitable, but with wisdom and foresight, we can harness it to build a better world. This requires sustained, multi-generational effort and vigilance to balance progress with prudence. The path may be narrow, but it offers our best chance at a future where technology serves humanity's highest aspirations. Will you help shape this future, or merely be shaped by it?